Tracy Callahan played college volleyball at Cal State San Bernardino when she was a D2 National Freshman of the Year. She then transferred out the next season to Concordia Irvine, where she was a three-time NAIA All-American. She turned pro in 2012 on the AVP Beach Volleyball Tour. Hello, everyone. Thanks for checking in on Sports and Commentary today. This is Greg Stewart, and this is a show you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect quickly, safely, and securely to help keep the show on the air. Tracy Callahan is back with me today from her home out in California. So we've talked about the tour, about the impact that maybe the Summer Olympics will have on reviving the Pro Beach Tour. What is your beach volleyball story, Tracy, and how has your faith in the Lord been at the center of that journey?
So, you know, for me, I've always been guided by, I would say, the Spirit of God, you know, and it's something that I've always felt this very close connection to God and kind of always gone to, for any decisions that I've made, I've always gone to like the Spirit's counsel, you know, more than what is rational. I think that friends have given me a little bit of grief for that sometimes because they don't understand my decision process. So, you know, I have also always really identified as an athlete, and that's been huge in my life. I've always loved sports. I played basketball when I was younger. I loved basketball. I mean, on the playground, I was playing everything. So, competing sports, I grew up, you know, in church, and I just loved on Sundays, just like going into the church and just listening to the word and listening to the band. And, you know, I went to like a non-denominational church and they had this big band that would play. And I loved the music. I loved singing the worship songs. It was one of my favorite parts of the week. So, you know, as I got older and things seem to get a little more complicated as you get older, I still kept playing beach volleyball. But I also found that it was very difficult for me to, especially as I got out of college and sports can be so, it can be such a selfish endeavor. And so that kind of really gave me a hard time because I thought, man, you get one life and to spend that life just thinking about how I can be a better volleyball player. I really wrestled with that one, honestly. So, you know, throughout, you know, my college career and even like early professional career, I toggled back and forth. Like, should I be doing this? Should I be doing something else? Is there more I can be doing for God? And, I ended up kind of, I remember I just had this feeling of like, no, Tracy, there's more out there than just playing beach volleyball. Come on. Like, it's a sport. So I actually stopped playing beach volleyball. And what I really wanted to do, since I was a kid, I thought for some reason I was going to, being a missionary in Africa. Like that was just, I had in my head, like, that's what you're going to do. Because I figured, well, what else is there to do? That's like the ultimate sacrifice. And, so, you know, after I stopped playing, I thought, okay, I got really into, regenerative practices and what it's like to, you know, grow food in areas that, you know, food is harder to produce. So I came in contact with, a lady who worked, she had an orphanage in somewhere in West Africa. And I told her that I would love to learn aquaponics and then bring that to her orphanage and, you know, work there. So that was kind of what my next step was going to be after beach volleyball. Sometimes a lot of the messaging I had growing up was like, oh, it was almost like a hierarchy or a, how do I explain this in a very concise way, where I feel like growing up, I had this idea that to be a real Christian, you know, you had to sacrifice so much and you had to, you know, oh, to be a great Christian, you know, you got to be a missionary. You got to be doing these. And it was like, finally, I was able to see that that's not true. And I think that's something maybe some of the people in your audience can relate to as well, is some of the messaging that we unconsciously get about what it means to be a Christian that actually has nothing to do with Christianity.
Yeah. Bloom where you're planted, where God's planted you, right? And God has put you in professional beach volleyball to show his power and his love. Tracy Callahan, 34 years of age. Sounds to me like you've thought this stuff through a lot. Spirit's been working in your life. Also, you told me that you got some profound things to say about the difference between humility and confidence. We'll pick that up when we get back with you for a final visit on Sports and Commentary. Talk about your plans for the Summer Olympic Games and being part of Team USA. Tracy Callahan, thank you for being here, and we'll reconnect with you very soon. God bless you.
All right, sounds good.